I will now call the State Government Committee to order. The secretary will take the roll silently. Please excuse those not present until they arrive. I will now ask for a motion for approval of minutes as printed. Thank you. All in favor of the approval of minutes, say aye. All opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The minutes are approved as printed. Today, we'll be taking up three bills and six confirmations. I believe we will be taking them up as an en bloc vote today, all six, unless a senator would like to have an individual vote. And I do remind the body that after voting today, you can still make them an individual vote before they go to the floor. So the three bills we'll be taking up is House File 453 with Senator Knoyer, House File 760 with Senator Kelker, and there is one amendment on that, and then House File 797 with Senator Smith. Democrats will caucus in room 116, Republicans in room 22. State Government Committee is at ease. State Government Committee will come back to order. For the information of the body of the six nominations, we'll be doing two individual, Adam Steen and Michael Bushlow. First, we will do an en bloc of the four remaining, so I will name the four that we'll be voting on en bloc. Gregory Samoreski, Michael Duncan, Mark Euler, and Barry Lindell will be the four that will be en bloc. So I will make a motion now to move the nominations on the agenda of those four to the en bloc calendar. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. Those four are moved to the en bloc calendar. I will now turn the chair over to Senator Kinnoyer for the remaining two individuals.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will now recognize Senator Smith, the subcommittee chair, for your subcommittee report on Adam Steen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Adam Steen, I interviewed him several weeks ago. I find him competent for the job. This is Senator Bisignano, Senator Kinnoyer, and myself signing off.
Thank you, Senator Smith. You're now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I started to go into my opening remarks. My apologies, but I find him competent for the job. He's been on the job for a number of months. I encourage a yes vote.
Is there anyone else who would like to comment on the nominee? Seeing none, you're in order for closing remarks, Senator Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the nomination. No, I apologize. I just move the nomination of Adam Steen to the individual calendar.
Senator Smith moves that the nominee, Adam Steen, gets moved to the individual calendar. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Vote no. The ayes have it. The nominee, Adam Steen, will be moved to the individual calendar. Now we are on to Michael Bushlow. Senator Smith, you're in order for your subcommittee report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Subcommittee for Michael Bushlow for the Director of Management. Senator Kinnoyer, myself, and Senator Bisignano with recommendation signing off.
Senator Smith, you're now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I encourage the body to vote yes for Michael Bushlow. He's well qualified. He's been around state government for a number of years. And this concludes my opening remarks.
Is there any discussion on the nominee? Seeing none, I recognize Senator Smith for closing remarks.
No closing remarks. Senator, I just move the nomination of Michael Bushlow to the individual calendar.
Senator Smith moves nominee Michael Bushlow to the individual calendar. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, vote no.
No.
Would you like to be recorded? Recorded as a no, Senator Giddens, Senator Selsey, Senator Yoakum, and Senator Bolton. The nominee, Michael Bushlow, will be moved to the individual calendar. I will now return the chair back to Senator Smith.
Thank you, Senator Kinnoyer. I will now recognize Senator Kinnoyer, the subcommittee chair, for House File 453 for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee that consists of myself, Senator Giddens, and Senator Smith recommend passage with all three signing.
Senator Kinnoyer, now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Smith. This bill restricts a state agency or state official from imposing any regulation or reporting requirement on a nonprofit corporation that exceeds the requirements of state or federal law. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Kinnoyer for closing remarks.
I move the bill.
Senator Kinnoyer moves House File 453. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. House File 453 has been approved. House File 453 moves to the Senate calendar. I will now recognize Senator Kelker, the subcommittee chair, for House File 760 for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Subcommittees of Senator Kelker, Bisignano, and Kinnoyer all signed.
Senator Kelker, you're now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a practice of cosmetology at wedding venue bill. This bill allows a licensed cosmetologist to practice at a wedding venue location and not be restricted to practice at a licensed salon, a school of arts and sciences, or a licensed barbershop. Iowa Department of Public Health will be responsible for adapting rules on this practice. There is an amendment.
Yes, there is an amendment. Senator Kelker, in order for opening remarks on Amendment 1656.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment clarifies that a licensed cosmetologist may practice outside of a salon, school of cosmetology, arts and sciences, or a licensed barbershop if the license is providing cosmetology services for a wedding on the day of the venue and the day of the wedding. It also adds language allowing an Iowa licensed barbershop to provide an apprenticeship training program in compliance with the U.S. Department of Labor standards.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Senator Kelker for closing remarks on Amendment 1656.
Simply move the amendment.
Senator Kelker moves Amendment 1656. All in favor of the amendment, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Amendment 1656 has been approved. Is there discussion on the bill with committee amendment? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Kelker for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill allows flexibility for a cosmetologist to provide wedding services under their current scope without restrictions on place of service. It also ensures apprenticeships are being addressed within the session. Thank you.
Senator Kelker moves House File 760 with committee amendment. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House File 760 with committee amendment has been approved. House File 760 moves Senate calendar with committee amendment. I will now turn the chair over to Senator Knoyer.
I will now recognize Senator Smith, the subcommittee chair for House File 797 for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House File 797 subcommittee report recommends passage with Senator Smith, Senator Bolton, Senator Knoyer signing off.
Senator Smith, you are now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill addresses four issues raised by the membership under the 411 program. It allows a member under review to maintain member in good standing status until all appeals are exhausted. It addresses work compensation parity with the Chapter 85 program to allow cumulative injuries. It adds a presumption for mental injuries to be covered under accidental disability. Lastly, it allows discovery of injuries 5 years post-retirement on ordinary disability and 2 years on regular retirement. This concludes my opening remarks.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Bolton, you're in order.
Thank you. I appreciate all the work that went into getting this bill to this point. This is a very important piece of legislation for those answering the call of public service as our police officers and firefighters who are putting their bodies on the line in order to keep our communities safe. These changes that Senator Smith just outlined are major changes that will really affect some devastating injuries. Having parity with the workers' compensation system to accept those gradual or cumulative injuries that develop over time, which are common to the professions of firefighting and police work, is going to be a major benefit to those who we ask to keep our communities safe. Mental injuries, and specifically including a standard that does not require the mental impact of an incident to be the same on every person who answered that call, that's really important. Because when we come to a fire scene, when we come to a vehicle that may have burned bodies in it, not everybody has the same exact reaction to that traumatic incident. And those that suffer very real mental injuries as a consequence of that should be able to get 411 benefits for this. And finally, adding that discovery rule to allow people who have latent conditions that develop later on to go back and point to their work-relatedness, again, is fairness. These are real injuries with real consequences on people's lives, and it's time that 411's system accommodates them. So I want to thank everybody who's brought this legislation to this point, and hope we can do the right thing by our firefighters and police officers to get it passed here today.
Senator Selsey, you're in order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to give a shout out to our friends who are here watching today, firemen. As a family of a firefighter, I know what it's like to watch a call go out and wonder, is my brother on the line tonight? And wonder, you know, he's getting kind of old. He's really not up there on the roof anymore, but he's, you know, putting himself in danger. And I can't tell you how much it means to me to see a good piece of legislation come before us especially as it regards folks who are involved in unions. These are extremely important and dangerous jobs, and I'm very happy today to see this legislation come forward and happy to vote for it. Thank you.
I now recognize Senator Smith for closing remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wanted to thank Senator Kanoyer and Senator Bolton for the work in this subcommittee process, and I encourage a yes vote, and I move the bill.
Senator Smith moves House File 797. All in favor vote aye. All opposed vote no.
Did we want a voice vote?
Did you call record?
Okay. The bill has passed, and it will now move to the Senate calendar. House File 797 will move to the Senate calendar. I will now turn the chair back over to Senator Smith.
Seeing no other business come before the committee, Senator Schultz moves that we adjourn.